Hello, my dear friends. We are here today to talk about how the Roman Empire destroyed the flat Earth. Now, many of you may think that the Roman Empire died hundreds of years ago, like in 400 after Christ. But in fact, the Roman Empire never died. It just morphed into the Catholic Church. And once it became the Catholic Church, it even expanded even more, became more powerful, and reached the whole world. So the Roman Empire did in fact reach the whole world and conquered all kingdoms and lands of the earth. If you go back to a video I made several months ago, the penetration of the Copernican system into China and Japan, you would see the texts that they used to infiltrate and bring down a system, a flat earth system, the Chinese flat earth system, which was way more advanced than the Copernican system, but they were able to bring it down, destroy it through infiltration from two groups, the Freemasons and the Jesuits. So these two groups that sometimes seems to be at each other, at odds with each other, in fact, they are working together. We will see this towards the end of this presentation. So let's now look at some examples of the flat earth that we existed in the whole earth before the Jesuits destroyed them. We see here in the very first one, the Greek model, flat earth model. And we see the Navajo, the Native American Indian model of the flat earth. The Babylonian dates back thousands of years ago. The Mesa Indians, Native Americans. We see the Japanese model, which I will be talking about today, and how it was destroyed. The Persian flat earth model. The Vikings, the Indian. It's amazing how the Indians, a culture that's like 4,000 years old, even longer than that probably, adopted the Roman Catholic system, the Copernican system, and abandoned thousands of years, the flat earth model embraced the lie, this lie right here. We look at the Mayan, the Incan flat earth model, the Hebrew or the Biblical flat earth model, and even Australian, they had this flat earth model. The Chinese, one of the most advanced flat earth model. As a matter of fact, there is an article, it's an academic article, about the 2004 Olympic Games, 2008 in Beijing. I did not watch the opening ceremony back then, but there's a whole academic article about it, how the Chinese, in fact, praised their flat earth model with that opening ceremony. Academic paper talks about how they celebrated their flat earth model back in that opening ceremony, because it was way more advanced than the Copernican system. And was the last one to fall. The Chinese only adopted the Copernican system in 1903. Yeah, people say, 500 years ago, people knew the Earth was a ball. No. It was an infiltration that destroyed the flat Earth models. Not science. It was a lot of, backdoor deals and stuff like that. Celtic flat earth model. We have here the Chumash Native Americans, Slavic with the big tree in the center. The African, the whole African continent, they believe they had their own flat earth model. The Sumerians, the Egyptians, of course, even the Romans had before Roman became what it is today. The Islamic model. And even the Freemasons have their own flat earth model. So I pasted this around the flat earth map. This map, this specific one without the latitude lines and, the miles, the distance, I downloaded from Chipmunk. Unfortunately, he deleted his channel, but I wish he could go back to making flat earth videos. He was great. So here I spread out on the flat earth model all these flat earth models. And let's take a close look at them. So we see here the Mesa Indians and the Navajos and the Chumash Native Americans, how they had the flat earth models in North America. We had the Mayans, Central America. And of course here, the Incan in South America. And of course there are many more native tribes here that we don't, they were destroyed. Many, you know, the Portuguese, the Jesuits, when they arrived in Brazil, they pretty much destroyed their cultures, temples and everything. Stole their gold, took it to Rome. So here in Europe, you have the Vikings, the Celtics, the Slavic, the Greek, all their flat earth models. We have in Africa, the Egyptians. We have the Hebrew model. We have here, go ahead and do like this, the Babylonian model, the Persian, the Sumerian, and the Indian. India and the Chinese Empire, the last one to fall, to adopt the helio nonsensical model. The Japanese, of course, and we'll be talking about the Japanese model in a minute, and the Australian flat earth model. The whole earth knew the earth was flat. They all had their own models, their observations, they all people, different languages, they didn't know each other from different continents, but they all knew the earth was flat because they had their own observations, they could predict eclipses. But then one thing happened. First, remember the Protestant Reformation. Martin Luther translated the New Testament into German, and the Protestants were gaining ground in Europe. Many nations were turning to God. They were turning back to God and embracing the New Testament. And
do you, Martin Luther, recognize these books? The 95 Theses, A Sermon on Indulgence and Grace. The Babylonian Captivity, Freedom of a Christian. Address to the Christian Nobility of the German Nation. Are you the author? These books contain heresies against our Holy Church. Do you recant what you've written?
To renounce these writings would be unthinkable, for that would be to renounce accepted Christian truths.
He is not here to make speeches, only to answer.
The second group of my work is directed against the foul doctrine and evil living of the popes, past and present. If I recant these books, I will do nothing but add strength to tyranny and open not just the windows, but also the doors to this great ungodliness.
He has condemned himself.
I am but a man and I can err. Only let my errors be proven by Scripture.
Now give your answer.
Will you recant or will you not?
Since your majesty and your lordships desire a simple reply, I will answer. Unless I am convinced by scripture and by plain reason, and not by popes and councils who have so often contradicted themselves. My conscience is captive to the word of God. To go against conscience is neither right nor safe. I cannot, and I will not, recant. Here I stand. I can do no other. God help me.
Yes, Spartan! Hands up, heretics!
Reformation was spread, so the Roman Church, the Roman Empire, had to do something. First, they started sending their missionaries to all over those lands. Now, the missionaries were what? Astronomers. They weren't there to really spread the gospel because they didn't even have the Bible. They just wanted to bring the whole world into the submission of Rome. So they sent their missionaries or their astronomers all over. And wherever they went, they spread the Roman laws and pretty much destroyed their culture. In many circumstances, like in India, when they arrived in India, there were Christians there from the time of Jesus. In the province of Goa. And they took their books. It was written back in Aramaic. Even though it was in India, the books were written in Aramaic, right here. Many Greek and Aramaic books, New Testaments, copies, maps. They took it all. They destroyed. They took it back to Rome and gave them Roman Catholic, you know, books and liturgies. So that's why that library in Rome has, they say it's like 50 miles long. There are books from all over. When they destroyed the library, the old library, Alexandria, they probably took out the books, the main most important books, and then destroyed the rest. So this is how they pretty much went all over the flat earth, destroying their culture, spreading Roman laws and influence. And today, believe it or not, even though you may think that the Communist China or the Protestant Church of England, they're all under the influence of Rome. All of them. This group, these guys here, they all worked for Rome. All of them. All worked for Rome. Now, there's a book that's really interesting, and I want to thank the guys from Australia who sent me a link, and I was able to download this book. And it explains, it breaks down, you know, step by step how this thing happens. Now, the Roman Catholic, when the Protestants came along and broke away and started, you know, founding their own churches and Bible versions, for the first 10 years, no Catholics were allowed into their groups. It was very hard for them to penetrate, to infiltrate the Protestants. They knew who the Jesuits were. It was very difficult for them to infiltrate those groups. So their plan was to divide, and they started persecuting the Freemasons. Not because they were against each other. On the contrary, they are all in one. But by persecuting the Freemasons, they were able to run and take refuge into Protestant countries. England, one of them, and, you know, Germany, parts of France, the Huguenots, the Protestant, French Protestants. By embracing them, it was the big mistake the Protestants did, because once they embraced them, they were able to change things from within. In less than 50 years, probably 100 years after the Protestant Reformation, the Church of England, the Protestant Church of England, was the first one to start teaching the Copernican system to its members.
The argument, for all practical purposes, came to an end when the Church of England was established by law during the 16th century. They rejected many laws of the ancient Catholic Church, and to appear forward-thinking, they embraced many radical scientific notions prevalent at the time, including Copernicus' round earth theory. With this endorsement, the theory found its way into the schools, which were then largely controlled by the Church. It has remained there to this day, and many children have accepted it without question.
So they were just infiltrators from them. So let me talk about, I told you about the Japanese model. I don't have the Japanese model like in high resolution here. I believe this is, you know, old Japanese or Chinese. There is a book written in 1814 by a Japanese Buddhist refuting the Copernican system. Towards the end of the... Japan was pretty much like China. They had their own flat earth model. They did not accept the Copernican model. But the Europeans took over. And when I say the Europeans, I mean this group. They took over and they literally destroyed these models. Now, Japan had flat earth, like physical flat earth models around Japan. There were several of them in temples. So what they did, they physically destroyed them, burned them or broke them. There are only five of them remaining in Japan. Only five. And they are hidden. So when I went to the meetup, I was able to see the picture because one of the guys was able to go. It's hidden in a place. It's like you have to go in a cave. It's protected. There are only five remaining in Japan. And he was allowed to take a picture. And he did show the picture to us. But he is not allowed to post it online. So I hope soon be able to go and see by myself as well. We know where it is, the place. We just have to set up a date so I can go and look at that. If I'm allowed, I'll be able to make a video, short video, take photographs. But this is what happened. They had physical models of the flat earth all around Japan. And this group here, Europeans, physically destroyed them. So if a flat earth is wrong, why attacking it so hard like that? What's the deal? This is not birth control. Okay, there is nothing truth about the heliocentric model. It's all about control. So let's find another picture here real quick. You probably know this color, yellow and red. And you know this color, yellow and red. So it's all one thing. This group, which was never conquered, just morphed. These guys always wanted what? Total control. These guys want total control. These guys, you know, socialist, communist, total control, submission to Rome. Okay, so those two groups are not at odds. They work together. All these groups here, this one, they all work together. I just want to show you how this, the Roman Empire was able to conquer. And now wherever you go, in Brazil, we go by Roman law. In many places, Australia, Oceania, New Zealand, you know, everywhere. United States. So this is how the Roman Empire destroyed the flat earth and conquered the whole earth with their spinning ball earth lie. And the whole world is under submission of Rome. Everything that's happening right now, all roads lead to Rome. Just get these arrows here, point them back. All of them read to Rome. Alright, just short video, guys. Hopefully, I'll see you next week. Take care. Bye-bye.